Attention.
Five, man, in his 50s, with a salt and pepper hair and dark skin. Well, this is all right. Everything went along cool. Woman was considered of sound mind. We're going to be the one sole witness. So they finally got a hold of Ray, found him after he'd fled from Lisbon back to London, and made the extradition order. You know what that means. They have to get an order to another country to get a person brought back to the country they want them. And it has to be a sound kind of extradition order. The drunk, he couldn't testify. He was too drunk on that day, and he couldn't testify at all. She took one look at the picture, Grace Walden did, took one look, you hear me in that second school pavilion? Okay. She took one look at the picture. She said, this is not the man. I insist, he's not the man. He's 5'5", whereas James Earl Ray was 39 years of age, light-complected, and 5'11". That time, the police homicide got so PO'd at her, they sent her to General Hospital. The FBI did, too. After much dickering, they couldn't get anything out of her. She wouldn't go along with it. They finally labeled her as mentally insane, hallucinating that she was a witness to the murder of Martin Luther King, and they had paraded her as a witness, according to the Memphis Cemetery reporter, whose name was Chastain, and he's now a lawyer and served as a judge in Memphis. He said that the woman was quite accurate, and all his record was the same, and he gave evidence to all this situation. Well, they finally gave, according to this Memphis Cemetery reporter, who's now a lawyer, Chastain, they gave this false witness $100,000 and all the booze for the last 10 years he's needed to lie and say that it was James Earl Ray, and he said he was there. They held him up staggering to sign the extradition order. She was moved from one place to another and spent the last 10 years of her life in a mental hospital, and the notation on her record said, by order of the Memphis Homicide and FBI, she is not to be released until the matter of Martin Luther King's death and assassination has been closed. Now, that isn't pretty goddamn strong evidence of a conspiracy on that alone. I don't know what is. Well, finally, Mark Lane, who helped the man coming here, or rather, our man, he helped him write Rush to Judgment. Our man coming is Don Freed, who says we're the victim of conspiracy. Apparently, after risking going to jail, Mark Lane, who's the attorney, and Don Freed, I've learned later here, putting the patches together with our own notes from stateside, that they've got this woman, and she's the hottest piece of evidence, even though they threatened to put Mark Lane in jail for taking her out of Memphis. They cited him for contempt of court. He got enough influential black leaders to stand behind him, and after 6 hours of hearing, he avoided going to jail, and she's secreted away someplace. I remember Don Freed telling us that he has the one witness that can blow open the government conspiracy. He has a woman witness, so undoubtedly he has that witness, Grace Walden, hid away in his office, above his office. So how many understand that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, you got it. Let's go into the pavilion now. We'll chest just a moment on Rosenberg, and if not, we'll go into that marvelous movie. I mean, extraordinary movie. For whom the bell tolls, and it tolls for thee.
It's the only way to keep protection for our children and all of our people and our seniors who are defenseless. They're not aware of socialism, don't want to be aware of socialism, and we might have on some occasion soon visitors of that sort. They come in delegations, and there will be members of the press from various parts that will be coming and going. All of them very, very friendly on the surface, but we always reserve our own judgment. We do not trust. We must maintain a certain pattern of distrust because of the things we've been through. This is only the good defense measure to protect the entire community. Be sure that everything is picked up around your homes. I'm still not liking the appearance of the homes and the shoes, so they definitely will be brought up in public services before we take any exam on Saturday in People's Rally, or Friday, or Thursday night. I mean, yes, or tomorrow night. So be sure that you take advantage this evening. Whether you have a test tomorrow night and Saturday depends on whether you are listening to these various tapes. I gave you what is important, the capsulization. When I'm very, very tired, and I did so from the last people's rally, I did so from the one before that and the one before that. There'll be some overlap. It doesn't require that much if you've taken notes from those three capsulizations. Also, to be aware of my feelings and sensitivities, that was a part that's to be written up, has not yet been written up, and we are going to penalize anyone with extra classes that does not get that in, that material. We call for evaluations, self-analysis about yourself and the things that you had done wrong, clearly done wrong, to be turned in to Jan, one of the teacher monitors in the educational department, grading monitors. We need those papers in immediately. We're holding all responsible so that we can write this book, show what this place has done, what Jim Jones has done for you. It's very important, and I cannot emphasize it anymore, and just say that if we don't have cooperation, if we don't have cooperation in maintenance of housing, if we don't have cooperation not wasting and keeping our grounds clean, and don't see others fix up their beautiful homes like many, many here have, make them beautiful, you can make all that yard way inside the court, excellent. I want plants as it being done by the nursery under Comrade Chaykin, and I want to see others. We must drop that word for guests. It's such a beautiful word. But Gene Chaykin and his crews and Jan are doing some planning that is really beautiful. We want to see more and more of this by everyone. Every available space behind the school and behind the library must be planted in. Every ugly eyesore along the fence towards the office, even in that area of the office, between the office and us and the roadway, that all must be put with things that will show our indication of feeding all of our people and helping every needy person that comes in here, because that's our goal. A large store vendor was arrested for selling Bristol cigarettes without a price tag, which is now illegal to sell certain food items and certain items that come under price control. Basic foods must never be overcharged by any marketeer, private, or governmental store. If they do, they face serious consequences now under the new referendum. Forged passport to Brazil. An individual who did so was fined $124. Very minimal, it seems to be. He bought a passport from a friend, sold it for $25, forged it, and affixed a photo. Considerable knowledge on how to do that, apparently. Hydrometeorological services speakers are being brought in from the various parts of the Soviet world. Duncan Fraser, the leading spokesperson for the meteorological services, will participate. They're going to make great use of the natural elements of power. Some of the greatest falls in the world, Kaitor Falls, just above us, or down from us, rather, towards Brazil, is five times larger than the beautiful Niagara. I don't know whether you remember, many of you, when I took you on the trip, how awesome the Niagara was. So Guyana, when they harness this, as they are doing with Chinese and Soviet, East German, and other socialist nations help, and now some through the IMF credits, not loans that make any requirements of Guyana. Guyana was very smart. That's why they're not taking that much IMF. And they're taking people's loans, bits and pieces from here and there, to assist them in achieving their goal. Radio Moscow. United Nations are discussing the illegal regime of Rhodesia. But USA is flaunting its total disregard by continually aiding this country that is doing vicious acts of terror, wiping out villages by poisonous gases, just exactly like our U.S. tax dollars paid for and causes us agony to think about if we have any conscience. They're doing it in Rhodesia now. And even in Mozambique, the attacks are still going on. The Afro-Asian Solidarity Committee struggle agreed against all forms of racial and ethnic discrimination. That is a formation of a large committee in the United Nations of all of the third world, the leading third world, and all the socialist nations. They're going to make new solidarity efforts against all forms of racial and ethnic discrimination in South Africa, and they're calling for the breaking away of that regime. In terms of economic aid, they're calling for the removal of the regime. And the great indictment went to the United States. They claim that USA's people are being relied upon, and they're being deprived of their rights to know. They also made a scathing indictment of the many tens of thousands of political prisoners in USA. They named some of them that were staggering to hear. Staggering, just staggering. There was, isn't a state hardly in, they're all states do, but there is not a state that doesn't maintain loads and loads of political prisoners. Not in there because of their beliefs or their race, in some cases their religion. United Nations Decolonization Committee speakers stressed campaign against the West, as the United Nations more and more is finding itself being the platform for the anti-Western, anti-U.S. imperialist policies. Policy of connivance and support for the vicious fascist regime of Ian Smith and the right reactionaries in Zimbabwe, in Namibia, and the upholding of the dread U.S. control, financially at least, South Africa, racist apartheid, received fierce condemnation. They have now 13,000 mercenaries fighting in Zimbabwe against guerrillas, also killing, torturing children. A number of children were captured in one village. Some 27 were brought out. They were tortured between 4 and 5 days. They were killed because none of them would break down or give any information. If they had what knowledge, they may have known of their parents' activities or others involved in the Zimbabwean liberation effort. The Patriotic Front's the only true spokespersons and liberation representatives of Africa, controlling 97% of the territory. Well, that's the type of thing these mercenaries are doing. Where have they come from? Where did these mercenaries come from? Well, I'll tell you. 3,300 have just recently come from USA, a part of the Air Force. There are tax dollars is supposedly being training them to defend the United States and to do domestic work. Well, they're over there in the name of mercenaries. And it's 14,000 mercenaries in total. 1,800 British, 1,100 foreign Nazis. They've been able to drag from here, there, and everywhere. And then the Israelis have no pride. They're working side by side with them. The Saudi Republic, United Arab Republic, sent them Nazis. They got the Nazis out of their hair. And the Israelis have forgotten, I guess, what they've gone through. The hell, the persecutions, the death in gas chambers. So they're working side by side. They're grilled and trained in torture in U.S. camps before they leave. In European, West German, and U.S. controlled camps before they leave. And they are taught in every form of torture, every technique of torture. Now, Sweden confirms this, the voice of Sweden. Ethiopia, Somalian situation. Ethiopia hopes to win against these separatists that are being more and more funded by USA. Radio Moscow is shocked at USA defense bill, offense bill, we should call it, war bill, record military budget for years and years. And also the building of the giant aircraft carrier with nuclear engines and nuclear weapons on board, pushing it over in Southeast Asia. As you know, they spent $119.2 billion this year. That far supersedes the cost, way excels the cost of the Soviet Union. 1973, wages were 38% lower for blacks than the white man in USA. This is U.S. Labor Department statistics themselves. The Indian, it was 58% lower for Indians than blacks. 1976, we have a 51% lower income for blacks, just 3 years. And in 1976, we have 79% lower than, oh my God. In other words, the white man is making about 5 times that of the Indian. No matter what they're training, their jobs, their skills, the black is getting only half. Less than half. Their families are getting half the wages of the white man. Of course, many, many niggerized elements of the whites that are in that category too. But the general wage, even including theirs, so it's even worse, even including poor whites who are mistreated and called trash and hillbillies and so forth, rednecks, they don't have enough sense to realize their wages are also much, much less. It's too bad that the average hillbilly does not realize when the blacks get together, because their plight is much the same. A new prime minister for Portugal, Doug da Costa, a former doctor. He has no political party, but certain left sympathies. The socialist government will still be maintained before, without calling emergency session for re-election or collapse of the government. It appeared up until yesterday that the Portuguese socialist government perhaps would fall. The PLO, Palestine Liberation Organization, Begin and Carter will press Sadat for concessions in September, and the PLO say that they will not tolerate them if Sadat would make them. And Begin says he won't make them, so I guess that's where you are. No progress. Chinese, there was an attack on the Vietnamese border, again, border guards, by the Chinese today. They crossed over, fired, but the Vietnamese drove them out. They were unsuccessful in their attempted excursion into Southeast Asia. The thought, of course, is world opinion that China wants the control of Southeast Asia because it's on her border. And the way the Soviets feel about their borders. They unfortunately do not have Turkey. That's one very nasty, reactionary, and fascist member of NATO that's on their border. USA, of course, wants to control the world. Doesn't allow communism anywhere near it. Unfortunately, it took them by surprise and was maintained due to the wisdom of Khrushchev in Cuba. But otherwise, USA has always been very, very fearful of any neighbor that was socialist or communist. Not having any in Central America, not allowing it in Mexico when it attempted to be established, or Canada, and it was going left, very, very left, just election before last. But this is the reason for all the fal de ras and misery caused by nations and their nationalist development. Even though they do wonderful communist deeds, practices in the home front, give aid to liberation efforts, it seems that it'll take a time. And undoubtedly a nuclear war before the problem is resolved of nationalism. We've given you all the inevitabilities of that. Be sure you know. The background, by the way, on Guadalupe, a small island, beautiful resort island, that's going communist. That took heavy leadership in the last festival in Cuba that drew over 20,000 and from 147 nations. USSR medical experiments. They're going into more advanced medicine than any nation of the world on prevention of, they're even working with preventative medical knowledge about cancer, but they're not releasing this to the world until they're sure that all of their experiments have been proven. Grain harvesting now good. Harvest selling over the original plan, going well over. The collectives organized, rallied about in spite of the severe weather the Soviets have been having, due to no doubt much of the weather modification, the geophysical war of USA, CIA, again our tax dollars being misused. Senior seminar, Odessa, Russia, specialist on navigation from around the world. African officials studying how Soviet ports function so that they will be able to make the best commerce and out of their resources, get the best prices and get them to the world market more quickly. Technological problems in shipping are being discussed and worked out. UN Committee on Decolonization resume work in New York. Independence must be granted to all colonial peoples, say the UN committees. There's nothing but declarations to get USA these days. UN Declaration, a landmark on getting rid of colonialism. However, USA must implement it. We're given no encouragement that U.S. is going to. Colonialism still exists in some regions. Micronesia, Rhodesia, South Africa, and the people who are just beneath Libya, Chad. Yes, that's what it was. Political maneuvers of the West. Racist regimes in South Africa are also being given secret support by multinational corporations, as well as $1 billion of U.S. aid, not to mention the billions that have been poured in to maintaining Rhodesia. Be sure to understand yesterday's news. It was much more insightful, and you ought to hear it. It had a lot of deep things and showed currents. Peking alignment with NATO, they say it's obvious, says the Moscow radio, to bring about the Third World War. And some Soviet military individuals are sympathetic to the position that war is inevitable, and they have been encouraging, said Radio Moscow for the first time, the Politburo and the ruling members of the government to take some kind of action themselves, but said the USSR is still committed to peace and will not make the first strike. And the X-2 missile proves just otherwise with USA and the neutron bomb. All the U.S. plans clearly are being laid in their military strategy to give them the capability of surprising the people, shocking, taking a first advantage by throwing the bombs first. They still won't be able to win because your people won't be there. USA's people, according to all authorities in the world, will be wiped out. So it'll all be in vain for USA to do this. I don't know what they hope they'll come out of, even these profiteers, the monopoly capitalists. They have to have people to manipulate for profit. But USA is following, as you know, Daniel Ellsberg, and every nation says, a dangerous course going to bring about nuclear war. Brussels Convention, participating nations are many. Developing of community relations of equity between the world, and they're calling for a new world economic order of giving guarantees of some sort for all human beings. Brussels, of course, is in Belgium, and Belgium is a member of NATO, but this is a strange cry coming out of Brussels for a new world economic order so that all people will have guarantees of the good life. There's only one way you can have that, through socialism. But they did not call that on BBC, but that's what they said. Huge profits on trade with Africa. And these, said the European economist from the various capitalist sector of the European common market, must be giving the people of Africa advantage, or they'll rise up and take over all. Of course, the profiteers are going to realize they're going to have to dole out a bit, because there's too many of their hands in the fire already. They haven't got anything left to be strangling the poor from their cheating them out of their resources. The European common market is 3 times more in profits than has ever been derived. And it's also, their profits have been 3 times greater, nearly 4 times than any loans ever, all the loans totaling, given to Africa. That's what's happened this year. And the leading sentiment of the Brussels Convention said that this is going to destroy them. They've got to stop it. They can't profiteer at 3 times more than they put back into the African economy for their own private capitalists. They make 3 times, in other words, more money than they return investments, even in their own factories, or to help build the various African or third world nations that they're bleeding blind. World Copper led to growth of foreign debts of the African countries. It was a manipulation of U.S. administration to dump now a great margin of world copper that they had on hand, but it still did not bring down the governments that they anticipated bringing down. Interest on loans, African commodities, pressure from West not to be as generous as the European common market wants to take. The European common market wants to be more humane. USA wants to make a greater drain. As I quoted to you yesterday, the Honorable Wallace, Governor Wallace, talking in open racist terms, and Voice of America now pursuing the new policy of referring to people who are black as colored. And in fact, they lump all of the Asians into that category. And having such spokespersons on the air justifying the rape of Africa, saying it has to be done to keep the middle class from going socialist. Openly, he tells that he's for murder. Says it's too bad that we defeated Hitler. He was the best buffer against Germany. And the same with Japan. He said we defeated the best enemies of communism. But he's telling the truth. That's what they had set up Hitler for and allowed Japan to function for. When they could have stopped it, was that they hoped that it would stop the expansion of communism. Japan would in Korea, Southeast Asia, China, particularly China, where Japan raped, and Hitler was supposed to take care of it in Europe, and then give some share with the apple pie with all of the capitalists of USA. because, you know, Rockefeller helped make Hitler's munitions. But in the last part of the war, he didn't get his profits because Hitler turned against the other capitalists and developed a certain capitalistic nationalism. That contradiction always brings down capitalism, finally. They have far more difficulties with nationalism than socialists do. It's quite possible that the reason the Chinese are wooing the European common market, they have a representative there, a delegation, that that's just for this reason. They're causing them to break away from U.S. superpower hegemony. That would be consistent with their doctrine of three worlds. Let's hope that's their motivation. But at least the European common market is calling for sense and some mercy to put aid for development in the African countries. Sure, it's monetary. It's just a matter of dollars and cents that they fear they're going to lose. But the USA doesn't have enough sense to realize that you cannot continue to bleed people like Governor Wallace called, said we've got to make more money off the diamonds. Got to make, Voice of America was saying we've got to make more money off of the zinc and the chrome and the various uraniums and the cobalt and the rich minerals that are richer in Africa than any place else, copper and so forth. I could go on endlessly. But this reality in Europe, in the so-called ally, like governments of USA, that the European common market, representing the second world in China's doctrine of three worlds, China is certainly being consistent in moving closer to her. She has not worked out many trade agreements with the USA. She's not making the pockets rich of USA, but she's making some good profitable ventures with the help of European capitalists, including Britain, as I gave you yesterday, who she is getting manipulated into building her own bomb shelters and mines to make her a rich industrial country. 18 countries, 18 countries in Africa still under the domination of U.S. and foreign white capitalists, where the worker receives less than $408 a year, whereas that doesn't even meet the basic essentials of food in any of those countries. Peking Papers, new archaeological findings near borders, trying to back up claims that large parcels of Soviet territory belongs to the Chinese. The Chinese claim 1.5 million of the Soviet area. But originally, this was true, that this was part of the old Chinese dynasties. And you have that problem of nationalism, warring over territories. That's why it was beautiful that Guyana yesterday signed a treaty of goodwill, friendship with Brazil, Suriname, and Venezuela. Brazil had no claim on their borders. Suriname and Venezuela did. But now with this new treaty, they're going to have a good future with working with these countries and the left government of Peru. Chinese leaders responsible for strife in Southeast Asia today, says Moscow, the usual indictments, though they did praise them for their archaeological findings and their assistance that they have been giving of late to African nations. USSR conservation laws. Parliament of Russia Federation has strict laws on water management, timber resources, and wildlife. Socialist property of all the people, like the old Indian culture. I wish we could see the day of beautiful Africa as it was. Read the books in the library of how lovely our society was in Africa, how highly developed at Timbuktu, where they did eye surgeries and smallpox vaccination, made dental bridges, plates, and the false teeth, in other words. Amazing, amazing society, while the rest of the world was still under ice. Brezhnev, man said, must use nature, benefits not gained at the cost of nature. No private profiteering should be done from nature, and so the USSR will enter into no agreement with other countries for corporate use of the water or timber resources or wildlife. Protection of the environment is a strict guarantee, and it's maintained to the Soviet people that no one can misuse or abuse the resources of the Soviet Union. World Council of Churches, which has caused an uproar. The World Councils of Churches magazine in Geneva, for all the churches of Christendom in the world, wrote a very good story, twice made very good commentaries about us, one written by Professor Tropp here. They are in trouble with the whole rest of U.S. Christendom, because I read as hell that this morning, $85 million was given to the Rhodesian Patriotic Front, and the World Council of Churches engineered this from money dues and so forth that had been taken from U.S. churches and all the churches around the world, many of them in fascist circles, and they directed it exclusively to the Patriotic Front. And they, of course, coupled for humanitarian concerns. But it'll be up to Zimbabwe. Joshua Nkoma, who heads the Patriotic Front, that brave nationalist, and his cohort, his partner, Robert Mugabe, the Marxist-Leninist, on how they're going to use it. It's amazing to see that happening. That's perhaps the reason they've been so kind to us and printed such good things about us in their magazine that goes to millions around the world. Jody Powell, presidential secretary, does not understand this issue that the press is having, the difficulties with Carter, the pressures that are being brought on him by various sectors of Congress. He feels that the U.S. is trying to weaken the executive, and he said the balance of power is a part, necessary part of maintaining democracy. We certainly have some very conservative courts these days, but now many of the even more progressive, enlightened stands of Carter have been killed in Congress. Also, Sadat and Begin getting together has caused some difficulties for the right-wing sector. I don't know why. I would think they would want to live in peace, but they are being very critical of Carter for meeting with Begin of Israel, not so much him, but Sadat of Egypt, to try to bring a land settlement. Quick acceptance to meet reflects a desire for peace, said the president. When under attack, it would be inhumane, said Jody Powell, his press secretary, and it would be risking nuclear war if Carter didn't take every chance to talk with whoever will talk peace. Moscow is criticizing Carter's summit with Israel and Egypt also, but for different reasons. Said U.S. is trying to push Sadat to a separate agreement from the Geneva Conference. This is against world law. It's against international law and agreement, and United Nations agreement. Soviets are supposed to set in on it because they're part of the leadership of the Geneva Conference that was set up by the ruling court of the world, United Nations. U.S. is always violating law. Seriously, such a violation of law on the part of a U.S. citizen would be felonies. They'd get years and years for breaking the laws of their courts. But U.S. just goes on anarchistically ignoring law, world opinion, international agreement, and yet a person who takes 5 cents worth of anything these days goes to jail when they're hungry. The miners were threatened with going to jail for demanding more just salaries. This is U.S.'s thinking, and it's as irrational as hell, and I don't know why the poor people of USA haven't seen some of this and just followed their own course for survival. U.N. peacekeeping force are being fired upon by the right-wing phalanges, Christian militia, that have been trained and made up of Nazis. Many of them, said the Voice of America even, and Voice of Moscow, protested loudly. The Israelis are also training Nazis, and they are part of this peacekeeping force. Well, how quickly does Israel forget? That shows you how the rich Zionists really didn't care about all the murdering of the millions and millions of progressive Jews and other people of color. They are hiring Nazis as mercenaries. And the United Nations, for the first time, has brought in heavy weapons, and General Erskine from Ghana, the black general who heads the United Nations peacekeeping forces, said that they better let them through to the border. They're getting tired and wearied of it because they're going to fire their way through the border. And they're tired of being fired on, said the UN commander. And without the privilege, United Nations has thus far required that they do not fire back. But Erskine gave the strong opinion that that's not going to continue to be the way it is. They will not be fired on without retaliating. Said UN send boys from all parts of the world to bring peace and then not enforce it. He said he would enforce it. Of course, he may be fired if he continues, but we like that kind of excellence out of a man. Thousands have fled the villages outside the capital of Beirut, and thousands are fleeing southern Lebanon because it looks like war can break out there in, well, any time, because there's just an eerie calm, says the Voice of America, that many analysts are skeptical of its durability. President Sarkis of Lebanon government, who threatened to resign, he believes the Syrian government has softened its stand, and he believes the UN should now prevent the fascist in the south part of Lebanon by Israel's manipulation, that Christian militia of Nazis they've made up, that they should take strict measures, while Syria is more than willing to negotiate. United Nations spokesperson said that they will prevent Lebanese troops. They will not allow Israeli to prevent the Lebanese troops to remove the Christian militia by force. So it looks like they're building up for the struggle to drive the Israelis out. Now that will be the test, because Begin says he won't give up one grain of dust, one grain of sand of his conquered territory. He would rather go down the dust of a nuclear war first. So we'll see if Israel's sick, lunatic prime minister carries out his threat. Tens of thousands of mourners at Rome. The conclave will begin August 25th for the successor to Pope John. It has to begin, as you know, 19 days after his death. They want, not Pope John, but Pope Paul. They want as much time as possible to consider choice. They want to make a choice that will help the troubled world, save the world from nuclear disaster. The College of Cardinals that choose the Pope's successor, who they have to do it supposedly by divine revelation. That's a bunch of bull crap, but they are interested in getting a man, so it is said, that could help the nation, help the world avoid nuclear disaster. 9-day mourning will continue through Sunday. Thousands of pilgrims pass through the St. Peter Cathedral to look at the body of Pope Paul in white and gold, all of his gold chalices and rings and rosaries, silver. Radio Czechoslovakia said in his casket alone will go down with him upwards of $2 or $3 million. Well, that's very nice. That is very, very nice. Soviet press, not much to say about Pope's passing. The Russian Orthodox Church, which had been negotiating with Pope Paul to come back into the Catholic faith, did hold unprecedented for the Soviet Union in the most important cathedral of the Patriarch that heads the Orthodox Church, which is similar to the Catholic Church, but broke away from the Catholics over excesses of the Catholics, violence that they were doing, and murderous things that were done by past popes before the present one that died. But they were renegotiating for harmony and coming back into the church, and they had mourning for the Pope in this Moscow cathedral. However, only 150 people turned up. 148 old ladies, and said the report, Voice of America, in a very angry way, and two children. Two ministers supporting Ian Smith, Black Uncle Toms, associates of Reverend Sitholi, of the three Black Uncle Toms that had supported the illegal regime, were gotten just outside of Salisbury by the True Liberation Front, and they were killed by explosives, blown up. I think the Uncle Toms will get nervous the world over, because the world will have its day of liberation. Geneva, Rhodesian Patriotic Front, $80,000 draft is being sent from the Geneva Conference for money, for food, educational programs, and so forth. $2,600,000 total to liberation movements in the last 7 years has been given, and 50% to Africa. That is from the Geneva Peace Conference, made up of the capitalist and the progressive nations of the world. Peace treaty. Let's see where we're at now. U.S. should not cut off investments in South Africa. Encourage South Africa is the call of the Senate. Carter is very dubious about this relationship with a nation that is flagrantly violating human rights, but his hands are being forced. Both Congresses, House of Representatives and Senate in U.S., are demanding that he not cut off any aid or investments, even military aid, to those two fascist white dominant regimes. The flight control members of France are on strike, getting ready to go tomorrow. They've had the fourth day of slowdown. The rich are hung in little villages all over the whole of Europe. They can't move, and now they're threatened with a total strike by the flight control of the airports. This is being done because they said they don't have the proper equipment throughout the world. Capitalist nations are taking lives in their hands every minute that they send out an airline, a commercial airline, because there's not enough staff. And the flight control are calling for more staff, and they say they will not continue to operate because all of these tragedies of thousands that have died in commercial airlines could have been avoided. They were all caused by improper flight control. At one time, just a few weeks ago, you remember, senior and middle-aged people that took a world tour in the Atlantic Islands just off of the Portuguese border, I mean out in the Atlantic continent, in the Atlantic Ocean. They, at one time, 435 were burned alive, all because of flight control not having enough staff to be able to warn two planes that were getting ready to take off, that one coming in at vast speed and the other one going out, and they headed into each other head-on. But literally, for 4 hours, bodies were burning, and there wasn't enough emergency firefighters to be able to stop the horrible massacre. 435 Americans alone, not to mention the rest, that were killed in that one airline tragedy alone. So the flight control people of France says they will not participate in murder anymore. And they say it's the same way in USA and the same way in all the European capitalist nations. And they openly say the only people that look after their people that are engaged in commercial airlines are the socialist nations. And the Soviet Union, they say, has the best flight control of any in the world. U.S. labor problems, there's a lot of U.S. labor problems. New York City's three major newspapers, New York Daily News, right wing, Times, who's more or less liberal apologists, and the New York Post, who's owned by Rupert Murdoch, who's in that conspiracy, still at it, trying to attack us. He's a known white racist that owns that, a New West magazine. They've all gone on strike, the printing press operators, because they told of a attempt on all of these three newspapers, which they did not deny to the Voice of America, to replace them with automation. So they're going to pull their papers down until guarantees are given. But the publisher said that these jobs must be taken away because of the cost of living. Presently, they said they should be content while they have it, said the publishers of that racist Murdoch of the New York Post that owns New West, and the one that owns New York Daily News, said that they must be content with the $355 average week that they now receive, and they're highly technically trained people, while it lasts. The last general strike kept newspapers off the street in 1962, 114 days. When these press people strike, they really do mean business. That's so much for the U.S.'s so-called free press. If they were really conscientious, why aren't they paying their workers or protecting their jobs instead of trying to replace them with mechanical means of automation? Pan American also going on strike tomorrow in USA and on U.S. territories everywhere because of the same matters. They're tired of taking dangerous risks with people's lives, overcrowded airports, improper flight control, not enough staffing. Their salaries are not sufficient. Beef, poultry, fish are on the rise, heavily, heavily on the rise. All meats are on the rise in USA. A sudden 16% increase in their cost in the last week. A spur. For higher wages, said, I don't understand the damn thinking. It'll bring about a higher wages for the workers. They're supposed to be placated by that. But even the Labor Department statistics show that the worker had lost 18% already of his income. His income hadn't kept up with what he had to expend or the cost of living. He'd lost 18%, 18 cents on every dollar he earns. Now, I don't know what the hell this is going to mean to the U.S. The U.S. is in real trouble. Expect prices to drop, but that we've heard from the propaganda mills of U.S. for a long time. Labor Department says there is a 5% rise, and they keep contradicting themselves. Yesterday, they said there was no rise, that there was a continuous decline since 1976, month by month, in wages. I mean, wages were dropping instead of increasing. But if it does rise 5%, what the hell good does it do when there's 16% increase in the cost of meats? Peace treaty for Japan and China is finally getting down to agreement because China has agreed to take out the part that was upsetting the Soviet Union, that part that they will pledge to not allow hegemony in the region. And the Russians said it was meant for them, and so Japan did not want any state of war feelings between them and Russia, and it was removed, and China agreed to it. U.S. naval vessels are going to Vietnam, supposedly for the fleeing Vietnamese refugees. What the hell they're getting ready to do there? They go into a terrible, sad tale about how a 98-year-old woman had to go out in the water screaming to get away Chinese ethnic from the vicious government of this beautiful socialist country of Vietnam. The same old story. Anytime, if you listen to the radio, it's just people stumble all over again. How they beat, how they deprive them of food, and how they torture, so on. They go about the same kind of malarkey. They just have the same propaganda, I guess, in a file for the nations they want to war against, or the socialist countries they disagree with, are the socialist individuals or groups. Well, that ends the news for the day. It appears that Indira Gandhi, in spite of having 5 charges against her and her son, she's a former prime minister, a beautiful woman who was pro-Soviet, very world peace-minded. She continues to grow in popularity, though she's indicted and has been in and out of jail. She stayed in jail like her famous relative Mahatma Gandhi. As you know, he had nonviolence. That would work. Of course, all the Indians cooperated around him. It would work against the British. They did not cope with it. But when you're a minority, nonviolence, as was shown by Dr. King, does not work. Under Mahatma Gandhi, it did free them from the boot of the great British oppression, the British empire, which the sun never set. Now there's hardly, it's not even hardly together, the few islands of England, Scotland, and Ireland are all fighting to get out of the British empire, and there's nothing left of the British empire. It's just a little, island anymore. That shows what happens to empires. As big as USA is, everything goes up, must come down, and all these big systems finally fall that are based on exploitation, greed, and lust. I love you very much. The films under the pavilion must be the films that we had need of seeing, such as the Scottsboro Brothers. Some that did not see it are, you can set an agreement on some progressive movie. At the end, we may give you an hour of this comedian. I can't stand him anymore, so I've forgotten his name. Used to like him. What he did recently has burdened my heart, because he went to South Africa against black people, black leadership's appeals, and he got on the stage in San Francisco and made fun of gays, walked out of there, just broke up an affair, a fundraising affair they were trying to get to protect minority rights, including gay rights particularly. He made fun of them, but well, you know the guy, but always keep that in mind when you're laughing at a fellow, which you have to laugh, and so I'll tolerate an hour of it until it's through the series, and then we'll play it again from time to time. I cannot think of who he is. I've just put him out of my mind, but someone else will know. But always have that in your mind, and please, I want the radio operators, the television, the PA system people to remind people of that, because they don't want to hear that. Stand by for just a moment. Anyway, someone should